your show, you take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Going to go right into your phone calls. That is the point of the show. If you've never heard Free Talk Live before, we mean it when we say you can call in about anything. So give it a shot at 800-259-9231. Let's start things out by talking to, I believe we have Lloyd on the line, listening to WFLA in Florida. Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian and Julia. Lloyd,
hey. You
gotta turn down your radio a little bit there. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Fine. How are you doing? It's good to talk to you again.
Just super, Lloyd. What's on your mind
tonight? I love your program.
Thanks, Lloyd.
I wanted to mention something about this free enterprise and money situation that people keep talking about, root of all evil and stuff. There's no such thing. First off, we are not a free enterprise nation here.
Not even close.
We're not close. We have more socialist ways mixed in our government than we have free enterprise.
Well, now, let's be honest, Lloyd. It's like socio-fascism. There's socialism and fascism all mixed into one.
That's it. And when our government first started, when our country first started, it was not based on this. We have changed over the years because of the real left-wingers. And it's been getting worse and worse, and it's going to get worse yet.
Hold on, Lloyd. Now, I want to hold your feet to the flames here. Would you describe George W. Bush as a left-winger?
George W. Bush is a little bit too far left to be. He's not a real good conservative.
Yeah, see, the problem is I don't even know what left and right and conservative and liberal even really mean. I mean, there's no principles, there's no adherence to any kind of consistency with those people, whether they're on the left or the right, whatever that even means, or moderates. I mean, there's no way to define in any way what those concepts are really all about. I'm not going to place any of the blame for this on just the left or the right. I think they're both to blame, and I think they're really just two sides of the same coin, and that is the big intrusive state. Whether they're on, if they're typically, and I'm being very general here, the people on the right want to get the state involved in your personal life. They want to tell you how to live your life, what morals you should hold, that kind of thing. And the people on the left tend to want to get the state involved in your pocketbook. And I'm being very general here, but either way, they've both been kind of working together hand in hand over the decades to increase the intrusiveness and the size and the strength, the outrageousness of the government. So I place the blame at everybody that's been in Washington, D.C., not one side or the other.
No, I don't either. I place on all of them.
Okay.
But with the government involved so much, business can't flourish.
Absolutely.
Every single regulation and tax. To give you a good example, in the early last century, when Henry Ford started up Ford Motor Company and he invented an assembly line, cars were already being made, but he wanted to make a family car and make it inexpensive, and he was doing it by hand. But when he come up with the assembly line, cutting that assembly line, mass produced.
Lloyd, we lost you there. What about the assembly line? Go ahead, say that again.
When Henry Ford finally come up with the idea of the assembly line, putting workers making this and the next workers putting this piece together, that piece together, the car come out at the end as a finished product, he became mass producing. And he built cars cheap. The average car back then cost three times as much as what you could buy a Ford for.
Mm-hmm.
It was being manufactured because it was being done by hand.
Right.
And he started mass producing, and everything after that was based on mass producing when they came to manufacturing. That's how we got into so many manufacturing. Without a single
Lloyd, we're losing you, man. I'm sorry, I gotta let you go, but I definitely see where you're coming from. Certainly, the marketplace has come up with some wonderful innovations over time. And even though Henry Ford himself was a socialist, he deserves credit where credit was due. And mass production is certainly a very valuable tool for the marketplace. But I definitely back up what Lloyd was saying about how it is that the government is an impediment to business. If government had come in, if at the time of Henry Ford, if his competitors had had more influence within the government at that time, they could have come in there and shut down Henry Ford. They could have had some law passed about how mass production is anti-competitive because, you know, the existing businesses didn't have that ability, and so therefore it wasn't fair for Ford to be in the business doing mass production, so therefore it's anti-competitive, so shut it down. What would that have done? What would that have done to the automotive industry over time if we'd never had that particular innovation? What would it have done to the rest of industry if mass production had never come out? Because government, by stepping in, government getting involved and creating rules and regulations and taxes and things like that, just makes more and more hoops for the business owner to jump through in order to bring his product or service to the marketplace. And eventually, if you keep putting up those hoops, if you keep creating new rules and regulations, a lot of people are just going to say, screw it, I'm not going to bother. Why should I bother with jumping through all these hoops? It's not worth it to me.
To mention all the money that's involved.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, can you imagine how much it costs to get into the business of building cars? I mean, you have to have a lot of money to put down on something like that.
Just without all the regulations, you'd have to have a lot of money. Now, with all the regulations that are piled on top of the business, you have to have even more money in order to get in.
When you start really thinking about that, like if you take the example of cars, for example, that's just one example, and you say, okay, if, you know, back in the day when John Ford was trying to create this car, if we'd had the amount of rules and regulations and the size of government back then, where would the car be today? If you think about today, how much we've lost in production value since governments have been around since the beginning of time.
It's incalculable.
It's actually kind of depressing to think about. So,
well, Dr. Mary Ruart, in her book Healing Our World, does a little bit of number crunching on what kind of wealth we could have, not taking into fact all of what we've lost, all of the missed opportunities over the last 100 years, for instance, that we don't know, you know, the unseen, basically, the things that we can't really even fathom that we might be having right now if it weren't for the government regulations. But she just kind of took a look at how much more wealthy we could all be within the next few years if the government would scale back its operations, or, of course, in my fantasy world, be eliminated completely. We could all be 8 times more wealthy than we currently are in a relatively short order in the absence of these governmental taxes and rules and regulations. Let's continue, though, with your calls about what you want. It is, I believe we have Joe in Georgia listening to WS. No, Joe is gone. I don't know who we have here. Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I wasn't ready that fast.
Well, here you are.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to update you on the New Hampshire Tea Party that's coming up on June 24th. Have you guys been reporting on that at all?
No, I have not heard much about it. June 24th?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the day that the House, the New Hampshire State House, votes on a new budget.
Now, is this going to be
people are going to be coming out to oppose the new budget and oppose, you know, any spending and taxes that are involved.
So, is this going to be tied into a national Tea Party thing like the last ones were, or is this kind of just a New Hampshire only thing?
Well, I mean, I think there's a connection. It's going to be probably a lot of the same people. What they said at the last one, which was more national, it was April 15th was the last Tea Party in New Hampshire. And that was pretty big. I think it was, you know, roughly 1,000 to 1,800 people from being there. And they said, one of the speakers, I think, had a great thing to say. He goes, you know what? This doesn't really do much by itself. But if you go out and find a couple friends and come back with you and your friends and the next one is bigger, then the next one's bigger after that, then it really will start to have more of an impact.
Yeah, I tend to agree that generally rallies, demonstrations, protests, they themselves don't tend to do very much, but I think they can lead to more, and I think that's where you're coming from there. So, for instance, if you grow the amount of people that are there, people start to meet one another, there's a networking aspect, they get to know each other, that can sort of spurn more growth as far as activism is concerned. And, you know, to some extent, having a loud group group of people out in front of any state house around the country trying to influence those politicians, I think is somewhat influential because these politicians, for the most part, want to be liked by everybody. And so if they feel like they're being hated for some reason, they might be concerned as to why and look into it. Dave, thanks for the call. More on the way here. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worry how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including the mobile site, which is, yeah, it's not really detailed, but it will allow you to listen to the show online through your smartphone. If you have such a thing, as I do, and they're very handy, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, as in M as in mobile. m.freetalklive.com will take you to our mobile website for those of you with smartphones. All right, let's continue taking your calls and talk to Charlie, who has been waiting patiently in somewhere. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aiden and Julia, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Charlie?
Well, I wanted to attend Pork Fest. I'm not going to be able to make it this year, but I will be heading up next year.
Excellent.
And what I was wondering is, what is are there any unlicensed tattooists? Because I really wanted to get my first tattoo, and I really want it to be illegal.
Well, it's interesting that you ask that question. You're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival happening next week, actually, the 25th through the 28th up here in New Hampshire. It's going to be a Free State Project event where hundreds of like-minded, liberty-minded people getting together and socializing and having fun and doing all kinds of activities. And it is my understanding that an unlicensed, or rather a licensed tattoo artist, will be performing unlicensed tattoos. I believe she's licensed in New Jersey, which is
right,
the state in which she lives, but not in New Hampshire, and she certainly
and
won't be
New
licensed.
New Hampshire has some really draconian tattoo laws.
Really? So there's a chance there could be a raid, then, on this unlicensed tattoo.
It's child endangerment for anyone under 18 to get a tattoo in New Hampshire. No parent permission, nothing, which in a lot of states, like Massachusetts, for example, you can get a tattoo with your parents' permission at 16, I think.
So you're saying if a parent brings a young person into a tattooist, they just, even with total consent
it's
of both parents,
it's against the law. It's child endangerment.
So there could be all kinds of manner of civil disobedience going on at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, not just tattooing, but there may be some other law breaking going on. You never know what's going to happen when you get hundreds of people together that believe in freedom and really could care less about what the government laws say. So, yes, unlicensed tattoos, illegal tattoos will be available this year, at least until until the police raid the campground.
Well, all I got to say is if I get arrested for getting a tattoo, that's going to be fantastic.
You're excited about that?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to talk about liberty with the prisoners up there in Kane.
Well, I have to say that, first of all, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening in Lancaster, so if you go to jail, you're likely going to be up in the northern part of the state. But also, it's probably going to be the case that if there is some sort of police activity surrounding this, and there may very well be, it's being advertised publicly. I mean, we're talking about it here. It's on the internet forums over at nhfree.com. So there is a very good chance that if they wanted to do something mean, they could come up and do it. But odds are good that the clients are probably not going to be arrested. It's most likely going to be the tattooist herself that would be taking the greatest risk. And so to her, I say thank you for having such courage. I, for one, I like the idea of getting a legal tattoo, but I've never had a tattoo before. And I feel like if you don't know exactly what you want, you shouldn't get it. And I still don't know what I want.
You know, it's a real shame because I do have a tattoo and I plan on getting more tattoos and I really like tattoos. And I have some really specific plans for some pretty detailed work I want done, and that's not the kind of thing I want to get done on a whim, like just for a legal tattoo. But I really want an illegal tattoo, so I'm sort of torn. I've been trying to think of, like, something small I could get just to say, like, all right, this is my illegal tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel the same way. Like, I'm so... I don't believe really in getting tattoos unless you really know exactly what you want, because I think it's kind of silly to go out on a whim and get a tattoo, at least for me personally. So I'm pretty torn. So if anyone has, I don't know, what do you think I should do? Should I get an illegal tattoo just to get an illegal tattoo? A small one? Or
maybe the only chance.
Or should I wait?
I don't know. Maybe will it happen next year? Is this the only chance? I don't know. Charlie, thanks for the call, and we'll see you when we see you at Porkfest. If not this year, then next, because Free Talk Live tends to broadcast from Porkfest every single year. Porkfest.com is the website if you want to learn more, and join us next week, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, Porkfest.com. Let's continue taking your calls about what you want. Kenny in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, Kenny. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I have a couple of things on my mind, I just want to tell you about the first. When I was in high school, I went to Mainland High School. It's the same high school Vince Carter went to, blah, blah, blah. And I dropped out because I didn't really enjoy it. I didn't really see the point. And across the street, there was a community college, and they offered a high school program. And so I went there. But it wasn't like the traditional school where you had a teacher in front of the class, you had to sit down, you had to shut up, you could only talk when you raised a hand.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will self-pay. They gave you the book. They gave you the, I guess they would call it the syllabus. And you just did the work. You went as fast as you wanted.
I did something like that.
Yeah, it was fun, man. It was the best decision I've made in my life, in my opinion. I just wish colleges were like that also.
Great point. There are, I believe, some colleges that are that way. I don't know if Phoenix is one of them. There are certain online colleges that I believe are structured in similar fashion. I'm not an expert on such things, so what I might recommend that you do is head over to like the Free Talk Live BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com, and post your thoughts there, and maybe somebody who has more experience with this kind of thing can respond to you, or certainly they've got another half hour of the show here. They're certainly welcome to call in and maybe suggest something. But there are alternative sorts of education out there in the college realm. I just, off the top of my head, don't know what they are. Julia, did you have a positive experience with that kind of learning?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. I thought you were talking about high school, right? Was that, or were you talking
he
about
was,
college?
Right?
Yeah, you were talking about high school.
Yeah, that's how I graduated from high school, and I just wish that there was more colleges like that.
Yeah, that's how I did a little bit of my high school. I actually ended up moving, and they did not have the same program at the new college that I went to for high school, so I just got my GED. But I got expelled from public high school, and when I got expelled, I...
such a badass.
I know. And it's for like a bomb threat, too. No, I didn't really threaten anybody. I was never believed that was a good thing. But I got caught up in the whole Columbine thing. I got expelled from my high school. And basically, they tried to put me in a state alternative school for bad kids. And my parents...
a Little Miss Columbine.
Yeah. My parents were not okay with that. So I found the opportunity to go to this community college that offered high school credits, and you went in and you sat down and they gave you a list of all your assignments and you did it as fast as you wanted.
Right.
And it was really awesome.
Self-paced, self-taught.
Yeah, plus we could sit outside on the patio and smoke weed and the principal didn't care at all. So it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a great high school experience. You can learn and have fun at the same time.
Yeah, the teachers are real cool. They know, if you need help, they're there to help you and everything, but they're not there to get on your nerves.
Right. They don't lecture. They just sit up front and let you come to them.
That's great, because in the government's one-size-fits-all school system that they force most people to attend, you are slowed down to the lowest common denominator. If you're in a class where there's somebody that just doesn't get it, the teacher has to basically put everybody else's learning on hold while they work with going over whatever that material is for the people that just are not picking it up quickly enough. Go ahead. Larry?
Hello?
You're still there. Or not Larry, excuse me. Are you there, sir? We hear you. Kenny. Kenny's gone. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Bizarro phone problems. All right. We'll continue here. There is a Larry on the line. We'll talk to him. 800-259-9231 and your calls as well about whatever you want. Maybe you've got a suggestion for, I believe it was Kenny. Or whoever the hell it was. Anyway, that nice gentleman that was on the phone there, if you've got a suggestion for him as far as where he could go to have a college that would treat him that way with a self-taught kind of learn-at-your-own-pace thing, dial in. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, your show, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and we give them all to you. And if you've got one of those fancy Facebook accounts, you might want to know about our Facebook fan page, facebook.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Now then, audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. We're talking about audiobooks here. They've got over 60,000 titles from which to choose. Every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get your free audiobook download when you sign up today if you go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get your free audiobook. Our number here is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls about anything. That is the point of the show. Jeremy is in Rhode Island, and you're on the AMP line. Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to say I'm going up to Pork Fest. I went up to the Liberty Forum, and that was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
But I wanted to talk about, I was watching the CBS Evening News, and they were talking about the situation in Iran.
Okay.
There's a lot of protests going on with people who feel that the government is lying about who won the election.
Yes.
And they're using batons and spraying them with water and whatnot. The government's doing that to people.
Mm-hmm.
And what the reporter said was, quote, it's estimated today's crowd was 2,000 to 3,000 strong, but many young people wanted to join were turned back by police before they could get anywhere close. Eventually, the threat of more violence forced the protesters to retreat and scatter, but it was a remarkable show of defiance. To me, it's just funny because they can see the violence in other governments. When other governments do it, it's bad.
Sure.
You know, and it's a show of defiance, but if there were protests here and that was going on, would it be a show of defiance? You know, when you had the protesters against the World Trade Organization, they were not describing it in those terms.
They definitely take a different tact when it comes to their own government, and I think the most explicit version of what you're talking about happened recently with our friend Sam Dodson, who is a co-host on this show many times, at least once a week, and he is a documentarian, a filmmaker at obscuretruth.com. And he was arrested for videotaping in a public court lobby and held in a jail cell for 2 months. So he was held longer than the reporter that was arrested in Iran was held. And nobody, I mean, it was virtually uncovered here by the media. It did appear in the Boston Globe. Yes, Judge Andrew Napolitano on his show Freedom Watch did cover it. So it did break in a little bit into the mainstream, but just barely, whereas the woman that was arrested in Iran for being a reporter, she was covered in hundreds of American publications. It was such a disparity, and it made it so obvious that they are not paying attention to the tyranny that's happening right underneath their own eyes. Jeremy, any other thoughts?
No, that's all.
Thanks for taking
the call.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeff, listening to WCHV in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeff.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I'm a disabled vet. I fought in Panama, and I fought in the first Gulf War, and I did 3 tours in Iraq until finally on my last tour, I forgot to duck, and I can't work that way anymore.
Oh, my.
And,
sorry to hear that.
I really appreciate your show. I really encourage, dissenting views, getting together and talking about things. I think that's what makes our country great.
Excellent.
And when somebody came on earlier this evening and was being a little bit facetious about us going in and invading Iran and things like that, and you were like, I hear a little sarcasm in your voice and things like that.
Yes.
I've actually been up on the Iranian border up near Sulaymaniyah and things like that, and I've been on the ground in Iraq, and I can tell you that different times. My last time I was there for 18 months, the people there really appreciate us being there and trying to help them out, but that's a different discussion.
I've heard that claim a lot, and I think that's fine. I believe that you believe that's true. I don't know if it's true for all the people there, and I don't really know if that matters to me. It doesn't matter to me if 91% of the people or 99% of the people say they want the American military there. I am not interested in funding that kind of thing, and so it is my freedoms that are being infringed upon.
Well,
so.
I agree with our ability to disagree. But
you agree with hold on a second. While you agree with my ability to disagree with you, do you also agree that I should remain a free person and be able to disagree?
Yeah, of course.
So therefore, I should be able to not pay taxes
inside our country. Okay.
So I should be able to not pay federal income tax and not have to worry about going to jail, right?
I'm sorry. Could you say that again? You broke up a little.
So if I'm free to disagree, then that means I should also be free to disagree by withholding my money from the people that I disagree with, right? Like the federal government, like not paying them. I should also be free to do that.
You have to obey the laws of the land, and you have to do everything. Now you have to do everything within a peaceable means to try to correct that. And then when you feel that you have tried everything in your power to correct that, but the government and the powers that be are neglecting you, then you have the right to protest, to stand up, and actually fight for your rights.
Only gain that right after you've gone through the system? It's not a right that you inherently have?
I think you have to practice everything within the law first. And then
wait a minute. What if I don't consent to the law? What if I don't consent to the system?
Well, then you try to go through the political process first.
But I don't consent to that. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested, Jeff. You see, I don't want to force you to do anything. I don't want to tell you that you have to fund my pet projects. And similarly, I don't want you and your friends telling me that I have to fund your pet projects.
Sir,
and I'm not
interested in going. I mean, if I really cared a whole great deal about the mating habits of the tsetse fly, then I would go out and research it on my own, and I wouldn't want the federal government to spend millions of dollars on it while we're in a political crisis. And since that's, if my representative in the House and the Senate or my president decided to spend the money that way, then the next time things came around, I would work to my utmost to change that. But if
and
someone
if you
was trying
failed,
to take away my God-given rights, if someone
and
was trying to...
If you failed, Jeff, if let's say you work to your utmost and try to get your so-called representative to actually represent you, good luck to that.
Can I use something? Forgive me for interrupting.
Go ahead.
But my wife, before I met her, I was a soldier for a long time, and my wife was a nurse. I got out of the Army, became a professional fireman. I wanted to do something safer with my time, and then I went back into the Army. And my wife really didn't practice her political rights, her charter, to her utmost until she really met me. And then when I supported President Bush, and I supported McCain because I didn't see anything better at the time. But then when President Obama got elected, okay, I would have him on the TV and I'd be listening to all the time and stuff like that. And my wife would be really angry at me for listening to him. I was like, now wait a minute. Our political process has worked. We've had a non-violent overthrow of the government. So now I need to listen to this man to see what he wants to do with the government so I can be an informed citizen.
The government in itself is violence. The government is inherently violent. You cannot get away from the fact that government is violence. And it is not my system. See, that's where this conversation is breaking down.
That's when you get to the Hobbesian theory about things, sir. The whole world is a state of nature. And the world is more violent if we didn't have government.
I will disagree vehemently.
I'm just saying this because I feel like it's true. I'm pretty sure you can confirm or deny this, but has governments across the world not been the number one murderer ever?
Like, absolutely.
Millions
of people, sir, were exterminated. Hold on. I'm going to bring you back, Jeff. I'm going to bring you back, give you a fair shake. We'll keep this discussion going here. But in the 20th century alone, the number one killer of people around the world were the governments of the world. And America killed plenty of people, too, so don't say America was all innocent in that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help promote Free Talk Live, get us into more ears around the world, we've got a website, page on our website, rather, that makes it very easy. You just go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things that you can do, everything from flyering your local area to calling your local talk stations and more. All the list is all there. Most of them are completely free. Promote.freetalklive.com. We are going to continue with your calls, and I believe Jeff is still with us listening to WCHV FM in Charlottesville. Jeff, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you very much.
Okay. As Julia pointed out during the break, you have said a number of cliches, and I want to make sure that we have a chance to address at least some of them here, and I want to start.
I should also preface that by saying that I was in your shoes, man. I used to think these cliches and really believe these cliches because that's what I grew up thinking.
Didn't we all?
And that's what I was taught.
Can I say something now?
Go ahead.
You said, okay, I'm 47 years old. I've fought in 3 wars. I've spent 3 tours in Iraq. I'm pretty much the most blunt man you will ever want to meet. I'll tell you exactly what I think about exactly what I see. If I think it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. As far as the cliches, a cliche is something that someone spouts off because they don't have the knowledge to back it up. I've walked the walk. I've talked the talk. I've been on the dirt. And so I take slightly a little bit of offense about you saying that I'm repeating cliches.
Let's talk about one of them then. Let's talk about the one that you claimed that it's the government that prevents violence around the world. Is that essentially what you said?
You want me to say what? Okay, good. That's great. If we lived in the Hobbesian ideal of a state of nature and the social contracts of man, yes, governments are the most violent things in the world. They use war, they use death, they use violence to propagate their needs, their wants, okay? And yes, we fought wars that were wrong. I mean, dude, I fought in the Republic of Panama to go capture a sovereign leader of a nation to bring him to our country and prosecute him under our laws.
Are you embarrassed about that?
No, sir. I was a soldier. I swore to follow the orders of my commander-in-chief.
Didn't you also swear to uphold the Constitution?
I also did. But you know something? I was in the Republic of Panama when Manuel Noriega hijacked 3 busloads of school children.
Sure, sure. There's always an excuse. There's always an excuse to break the Constitution, isn't there, Jeff?
You know, I tell you what, if I walked into your house and I put my gun to your child's head, I would see you being able to use whatever means necessary.
That's nice in that's nice in concept. Unfortunately, if you are the raiding party that took and put a gun to the head of the people that were taking care of Elian Gonzalez, they would end up dead if they tried to use force to defend themselves.
I'm not saying it's a perfect system.
Sure.
I'm not saying it's a perfect system, but Manuel Noriega did do wrong.
Sure, always an excuse. See, the problem
is...
But
two wrongs, I'm going to say a cliche here, and that is two wrongs don't make right.
Right, and the wrong that she's talking about there, Jeff, is that you said earlier that I was free to disagree with you, but then we went on to find out that I'm actually not free to disagree and withhold my money from you.
Oh,
see,
sure, if you want to not pay your income tax, and you know something? I believe that the federal income tax is an illegal tax. It was brought about during the Civil War to help pay for the Civil War. It violates the Constitution of the United States. And if we as a people stand up and try to do away with that in all legal manners, and then the federal government doesn't listen to us and we take up arms against the government, I'll support that.
I am not interested in taking up arms against the government. I'm a peaceful individual. I just want to live my life as a free man. I don't want to kill anybody over this.
And
I just want to be able to live free and not have to pay a bunch of gangsters to go around the world and kill people in my name. I'm not interested in supporting that. But the fact is that if you're working for your federal government that you've worked for so often, and they order you to come and take me and put me in a jail cell because I've decided to not pay them for their aggression, then you will follow those orders, won't you?
I'd like to point out...
I'm going to be honest with you. Now that I'm a civilian now, and I live in a different world, if someone came up to me and told me that they were going to... I had to go... Let's say I was a soldier, and I had to go into my neighbor's house and take his guns.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't relinquish those guns to me, I would have to kill him or put him in jail. I do not know if I could follow those orders. I've gone out and fought against people that were trying to kill kids. I've gone out and fought against people that invaded other people's nations. As far as coming inside my own borders, and the Constitution of the United States only deals with inside the borders of the United States.
The Constitution actually only deals with the...
Sir, if I had to come into your house and put a gun to your head and tell you to pay taxes, I don't know if I could do it. Because
well, I
have
bet
a
you
right
some of your coworkers would have.
The United States.
But let's get an honest answer from you. I mean, you worked with some of the people in the military for a while. How do you feel about the rest of them? Would
the
they follow
the
those orders?
The guys in the military?
Yeah.
Oh, sir, it's just like anything else in the whole wide world. It's a conglomeration of people from all over the world. I've met some of the best and some of the worst. But
so the answer is some of them would, right? Some of them would go in and take people's guns and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, they'd follow the orders. You have to follow the orders of your commander.
No, you don't. And in fact, if you
you're right. I stand corrected. If it is an illegal order, if you walked up to me and said, "Look, I have to put a gun to that lady's head right there to make you give me intelligence, and if you don't give me that intelligence, I will kill her." That's an illegal order. I do not have to follow that order.
Wasn't it also an illegal order to go to Panama in the first place?
No, sir.
Why not? Did they declare war?
It was a police action, sir.
Oh, a police action. See, that's what government is so great at. They just have to put a new label on something, and then all of a sudden it's legal, right?
I'm not a policymaker.
I thought that the military wasn't a policing force.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think the military...
you went and invaded Panama! It's okay. We've all made mistakes. It's okay to admit that you made a mistake. It's all right. I'll forgive you.
I did not make a mistake. I've been in a witch house. I've been in a witch house when I kicked in the door and went and found this person, and they had body parts of little children in the refrigerator. I think that person needed to be brought to justice.
Did you have anything else you wanted to jump in here with, Julia?
You know, what I really wanted to bring up in regards to what you said a few minutes ago about the income tax is you said that you thought that it was okay if I didn't pay my income tax because you believe that it's an unjust law or it's not legal. And what I think I'm trying to point out here is that we're on two different paradigms, maybe, because I'm not willing to argue. I don't care whether or not it's a law. What I am arguing about is the morality of the law in the first place and whether or not
you have a responsibility to stand up and try.
Have you ever tried that, sir? I ran for city council at 22 years old in my town here. Have you ever done anything like that? Because it's really quite a process.
It's awful.
It's a horrible.
Yeah, it is. You know something? If you stand, I live in Charlottesville, one of the most liberal and Democrat seated towns in the world. In the country. I don't exactly share the same views. But if I wasn't willing to stand up and take the risk to be labeled as one of those nutcases that stands on the side of the road with a sign and things like that, you know, we've all become so conditioned through media, through conditioning in school, through just life in general, to not fight City Hall. And that's what we as a people have to fight.
No, I disagree with you, Jeff. I'm done fighting. See, I've tried the politics game, and I've run a campaign. Right. I've run a few campaigns in my time, and I'm done with it, and I don't have a responsibility. Just because you say I have a responsibility, that's part of the brainwashing you're talking about. They have indoctrinated you to believe that you have some obligation to this system that they force upon you, and we don't.
Sir, if you decide to quit, that's your decision. If you decide to quit and not fight against what you
You don't understand what I'm saying, Jeff. I haven't quit. I've quit participating in an immoral system, but I haven't quit standing up for liberty. I went to jail because of my beliefs last year. I went and sat in a jail cell, sir.
I will be honest with you, sir. This is the first time I've had the opportunity to listen to your show, and I've really enjoyed it.
Well, welcome. I have to say welcome to the show. It's been a good conversation. I think we've kept it civil, and I hope you'll call us back. We're on every Saturday night there in Charlottesville. So join us again. Thank you for the call tonight. We're out of time at this point. I've got to get Tommy in here quickly. Tommy, you've got the last few words. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys?
You got about 20 seconds, so go quick.
Oh, I just want to say it's my first time listening. I love the show. This last caller is a little bit, you know, on every angle, and he really doesn't know where he wants to land. I think you don't need to stand up and fight a government where you would lose in that battle.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to change your process of thinking.
Absolutely.
You know, all of this comes from, you know, we're shit that needs to buy their product for them to survive.
I wish we had more time, Tommy. Call us next week. Call us next week. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
Hey, Julia.
I'm done fighting. I'm going to move on and live free. And if they want to fight me, that's their choice. We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing you to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.